This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And we have a loaded show this week as the Medicine Hat Tigers and Spokane Chiefs drop the puck in the WHL Championship Series presented by Nutrien in the final battle for the Edmonton Cup. More on that in a second. It was draft week across the league. We'll take you back to the WHL Prospects Draft as a couple of teams made a big splash. That's up first. Gavin McKenna is the Fort Broncos Memorial Trophy winner as the WHL Player of the Year. He'll join us as well. While Portland Winterhawks defenseman Tyson Jugnauth, the WHL's top defenseman, he'll pop by a little bit later on. 13 WHL players helping Canada to a World Under 18 gold medal in Texas. We'll hear from some of those guys. And what a big moment for WHL alum Adam Lowry in the Stanley Cup playoffs. More on that. First up.
With the first overall pick of the Western Hockey League 2025 Prospects Draft, the Regina Pats select Maddox Schultz from the Regina Pat Canadians of the Saskatchewan Under-18 AAA League.
Maddox Schultz will stay in his hometown of Regina as the consensus number one pick was the Pat's selection after not tipping their cap earlier after winning the WHL draft lottery. Maddox was greeted by another first overall selection from Regina.
Hey Maddox, Connor Bedard here. First off, just want to congratulate you on an unbelievable season. Finishing it off with the Talis Cup there, that was so fun to watch and follow you throughout the year. So was pumped for you there and know you're going to be a special player and you're going to love your time there. It's a tremendous organization to be a part of and the fans will embrace you and it's going to be a blast. So can't wait to watch you grow and play, and you're going to be a stud. So everyone's pumped to have you with the Pats, and congratulations.
Regina Pats Director of Player Personnel Dale Durkach on getting their guy.
Great person, as well as a great hockey player. Maddox comes to play every game.
Schultz, fresh off a TELUS Cup title, a national under-18 championship with the Regina Pat Canadians, he's excited to stay home for his junior hockey career.
It's something you dream of. Growing up watching this team play, and obviously having Connor Bedard in their system, it's such a dream come true.
The Edmonton Oil Kings then pick second overall. Commissioner Dan Neer back to the podium.
With the second pick of the Western Hockey League Prospects Draft, the Edmonton Oil Kings select from St. George's Prep defenseman Holden Waters.
Waters, the first defenseman selected in the draft. Oil Kings Director of Scouting Michael Chan likes the total package.
I think we're getting a premium athlete in a hard-to-come-by frame. At the end of the day, the name of the game is time and space, and defensively, he takes that away really well, really aggressively. And in terms of creating it, when the puck's on his stick, he can do that as well. And I think when you combine that with the intangibles he has, there's a lot of pieces to be a foundational piece on the back end for us down the road.
The Regina Pats then acquired the third overall pick from the Kelowna Rockets in a big move and then took another forward.
With a third pick of the WHL Prospects Draft, the Regina Pats select Liam Pugh from Langley of the JPHL.
The Pats selecting two of the top-rated forwards in the draft, Dale Durkach.
Well, we love his skating ability. He's a powerful skater. Not only that, he's got a shot that's something to die for. This guy can really rip it. And along with that, he's got a little bit of an edge to him. He plays hard, and he'll be a great complement with Maddox and him together. It should be fantastic. Two guys that play the game the right way and play hard.
A fourth overall, the Penticton V's with their first ever draft choice in the Prospects Draft.
With the fourth pick of the WHL Prospects Draft, the Penticton V's select Thor Lifeton from the Calgary North Stars of the AEHL.
The V's had a busy couple days participating in their own expansion draft ahead of both the WHL Prospects Draft and the U.S. Priority Draft as they join the league in the fall. Commissioner Dan Neer to round out the top five.
With the fifth pick of the WHL Prospects Draft, the Everett Silvertips select Reed Nickel from the Brandon Wheat Kings Under-18 AAA of the Manitoba Under-18 League.
Everett Silvertips Director of Scouting Brooks Christensen.
It really came down to just him fitting our mold. Really liked our conversations with him and his family. Anytime you can get a big centerman of his skill set, I think is obviously an asset to the team, and very excited to move forward with Reed and his family as a part of the organization.
Several big trades on draft day as well. We mentioned the Penticton V's also completing their expansion draft. A complete list of the expansion draft, plus the WHL prospects draft and the U.S. priority draft can be found online, whl.ca.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, radio edition.
And the accolades continue to pile up for Gavin McKenna of the Medicine-Hat Tigers. He wins the top league award, the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy. Will Bryant has more.
Joined now by Medicine-Hat Tigers forward and player of the year, Gavin McKenna. Gavin, let's start there. A goal you set out at the start of the year was to be player of the year. You've now accomplished that goal. Congratulations, and what does this honor mean to you?
Yeah, it's huge for sure. You know, I think without the team around me, it's not possible. I got to play with some talented players and who helped me achieve my goal. And, you know, I think hockey, it's cool to get those awards, but at the end of the day, it's a team sport, and it's about, you know, the guys around you. And I think the big award would be winning the big trophy as a team. So we're excited to play and get started here.
For yourself, where do you feel your game improved the most over the course of this season, whether it was just here in Medicine Hat or also your time away at World Juniors?
Yeah, I think it's just improved steadily all throughout the year. I think my second half it was pretty good, and I thought after my suspension there I got pretty motivated and wanted to set a statement, and I think that was when I was playing my best hockey. But I think the biggest thing that improved this year was probably my defensive game. I think, you know, my plus-minus kind of showed it. And, you know, early on in my career, that was a bit of a flaw, and I think it's gotten better.
You said the word there, motivation. You know, for a player like yourself that, you know, has all the fanfare and a little bit of fame surrounding you, you know, what is it that keeps you motivated day in and day out?
Yeah, honestly, I think the big one's my family. They did so much for me growing up, and they sacrificed a lot, so I kind of it's always in the back of my mind that I want to do it for them, and you know, at the end of the day, I want to pay them back for everything they've done for me.
Winning player of the year, you know, in your draft minus 1 year is remarkable in and of itself. Is maybe going back-to-back something that lingers in the back of your mind, potentially looking forward?
Yeah, for sure. I think that'd be a super cool goal, and obviously if I've done it this year, then I think next year it should be done, and I got to make sure that you know, I'm staying motivated and making sure it happens.
Talking about the team now, obviously ahead of game one of the Western Hockey League Finals, what would you say is the biggest attribute that's led to this group getting to this point?
I think just how tight of a group we are, and I think there's been no other team that's gone through as much adversity as us, whether it's injuries or, you know, family stuff, and I think we've gone through it all together, and we've stuck with each other, and it's gotten to us to this point. So I think if there's any adversity, then we're going to be ready for it.
Talking with Medicine Hat Tigers forward Gavin McKenna, talk about your opponent now in the Spokane Chiefs. They have a pair of Player of the Year nominees in Berkeley Catton and Andrew Crystal. Is there maybe a little, you know, showmanship or motivation or wanting to prove exactly why you won Player of the Year and going up across from those two players?
Yeah, for sure. I think obviously they're super talented players. It could have gone either way. They both had great years. So, you know, to get to this point, I think it obviously shows that they were very capable of winning that award. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, our team just wants to do whatever it takes to win, and whether we use that as motivation or not, it'll all help.
When you scout the Spokane Chiefs, what stands out most about their game that as a team you'll have to slow down in order to come away victorious in this series?
Yeah, I think they're high-end offense power. You know, they've got some deep lines up front, and, you know, I think they produce a lot of offense, but saying that, I think they're willing to trade offense for, you know, some offense. So I think if we just shut them down, then our offense will come, and we just got to make sure we're playing our structure.
When you guys go ahead and look back at that game in January against Spokane, it was another third period comeback for your club. Do you guys draw some confidence from that meeting?
Yeah, I said going into that game that, or into that road trip, that if we can beat these teams and we see them in the finals, it'll be good for confidence. So I think that was huge for us. You know, if we don't win that game, then, you know, we might not be as confident. So
We're ready. We know we can beat them, and we're excited.
Confidence can also come from morale boosts, and you guys have had a couple of those in some friendly faces returning to this locker room. Caden Lindstrom and Andrew Bash are both full participants in practice. What's it like having Bash and Lindy back around this group?
Yeah, it's been good for sure. They look good. They're obviously keys to this team, and you know, it's exciting that we got this far so that they could play, and they're going to help us out, and I'm sure the fans will be excited to see them back.
Talking about the series again, and again a little bit here for yourself, what would winning a championship mean for you personally?
Yeah, it'd mean everything to see how far this organization's come in the last few years since I got here. It's been special, from going from 11 wins to making playoffs next year. And then now here in the finals, it's been pretty special. I think the city's kind of stuck with us through it all, and we want to kind of give back to them.
You've obviously made a big name for yourself here in Medicine Hat, and winning a championship would just add to that. Is legacy ever something that maybe lingers a little bit in the back of your mind in creating not just a Medicine Hat legacy, but an overall CHL legacy?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, everywhere I go, I want to leave a legacy. I think it's so cool when you look back and, you know, hear of all these guys that left their legacy, and, you know, they're talked about forever. So I think obviously that's something I want to do, and if I get that opportunity, it'll be pretty cool.
Two more questions for you, Gav. First, ahead of game one, is there a moment maybe you're most looking forward to in this series that you'll be able to, outside of playing the game, you know, look around the rink and embrace?
Yeah, obviously, I'm assuming the flashlights will be out again, so to see that, it would be pretty special. You know, when we first skate out, I think knowing we're in the WHL finals, it'll be pretty cool, and my parents will be here for game one and two, so to play in front of them at this time of the year, it's pretty cool.
Last question for you, Gav. If the Medicine Hat Tigers win the WHL championship, it's going to be because of what?
I think just because of how tight of a group we are, you know, we're willing to sacrifice stuff for each other, and we're willing to do whatever it takes. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so, you know, it'd be pretty cool for us to get it done.
Awesome. Thanks, Gav. Appreciate it, and congrats.
Thank you.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
What a big season for Portland Winterhawks blue liner Tyson Jugnauth. The Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy winner is the WHL Defenseman of the Year. After a breakout season offensively, 89 points to lead all blue liners. He joins us on the line for WHL This Week. And I catch you on the road, right? It's that time of year where the season's over and you make that long trek back home here. What's that like today?
Yeah, I know. It's a little bit bittersweet. Obviously, Portland's been great for me the last year and a half, so it's kind of sad to leave, but on the bright side, it's exciting to look forward to new opportunities.
Yeah. New opportunities. You are a Seattle Kraken draft choice. Still looking for that contract, and I think you had the year that would definitely force their hand a little bit, but any update on that so far here? I know that you potentially could be off to NCAA school here as well.
Yeah, definitely a couple options, looking at different things, and you know, I'm just going to see what's best for me.
Now, let's talk about your team, first of all. You were acquired last year and came in and really helped a Portland team get all the way to the Western Conference Championship Series and the WHL Championship Series as well, and against Moose Jaw. And there weren't those expectations, I don't think, this year, Tyson. You guys found a way to get right back in the Final Four. Tell me about the year you had.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you told a lot of us 8 months ago that we were going to be back in the Western Conference Championship, I don't think anyone else would believe you. But I think that, you know, it started with our leadership group and kind of went down. You know, it starts with Kyle Juszewski, our captain. You know, he really drove us throughout the year. And, you know, that filtered on down to the young guys, and they kind of learned as the year went on. It got better and better. And by the time playoffs came around, I think we were a really good team that, you know, people didn't see us as. And I think overall, like, it was a really special year.
You guys survived two game sevens. Crazy to think, actually, taking out Prince George and Everett. Would those be like the highlight of the year type moments for you and the Winterhawks, or what would you say that would be?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, one game seven is pretty nerve-wracking, let alone two on the road. But yeah, I think that also helps a lot, you know, for future playoff experience, learning how to play in those game sevens, you know, in a way rinks and hostile environments like Prince George and Everett. But I think that really showed the resilience of our group and how, you know, it doesn't matter if we're up a couple and lose, go to game seven, you know, it doesn't really matter. We're going to bounce back, and it's just one game. And I think everyone showed that they're willing to play in those game sevens and can step up in the big moments.
Yeah, it was riveting on Victory Plus for sure. You're the first Winter Hawk defenseman since Derek Pouliot won the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy back in 2014, so that's 11 years ago. Your decision, though, to come from NCAA to the WHL, it seemed to really pay off for you personally. How would you say that was for you overall?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, the transition was great for me. Portland made it easy, obviously, with the way the team plays and the way I play, gelled pretty well. And then, obviously, I got to play with a ton of great players my time here. So it made it pretty easy on me to, you know, give them the puck and then play the back of the net. But, yeah, I think that, you know, the transition was definitely, you know, positive and something I'll look back on and not regret at all.
89 points this year. I don't know if you had a goal, an individual goal set, but 76 assists, a lot of those on the power play. Just a dynamic offensive year for you, Tyson. What was the goal coming in? Was it to lead all defensemen in scoring, perhaps?
Yeah, and I didn't really think about that too much. It was more about, you know, I knew that my strength is on the offensive side of the game, and every night I need to show that, you know, I'm a dynamic offensively and I can produce, so every game, that was kind of my goal, to, you know, be dynamic offensively and really lead the team, you know, in that respect.
You know, you think of your WHL journey. You initially were drafted by the Swift Current Broncos, 6 years ago now. You didn't come initially. You were then drafted by the Kamloops Blazers, who then traded your rights to the Portland Winterhawks here. And you end with a WHL Defenseman of the Year award. Like, probably pretty tough to predict looking back when you were 15 years old.
Yeah, I mean, a pretty crazy journey. You know, obviously, you know, Swift Current, it's a great organization, stuff just, obviously wanted to explore the college option, but yeah, if you told me when I was 15, I'd be in the Western League at 20 playing for Portland and winning WHL Defenseman of the Year, there's no way I would ever believe you. So definitely a crazy journey, and, you know, one that I'll look back on, and yeah, I loved every place I've played.
We mentioned you're on your way home. I'm assuming that's Kelowna, or what's the plan, and what's the plan for the offseason overall for you, Tyson?
Yeah, I'm heading back to Kelowna. I'm actually staying the night in Vancouver. I'm going to go to Abbotsford Canucks for Coachella Valley game tonight. Check that out. Then I'm going to head home tomorrow morning. And then the off season, you know, honestly, a few different ways you go. Like, we'll have to see here in the next little bit. And then, you know, I'll start making plans from there.
Well, a great final year for you, and it was nice that you were able to eventually land in the WHL and bring your talents to the league, and what a way to cap it here with a Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy as the top defenseman. Tyson, congratulations on your junior hockey run, and we wish you all the best of luck in the future of your career. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for having me.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
13 players from the Western Hockey League helping Canada to a second straight IIHF Under-18 World Hockey Championship.
Lev Katzen, Hopper Smith, Smith, Richard, score! Jackson Smith, top shelf, 3-0 Canada!
That was from the gold medal game as Canada would cruise to a 7-0 win over Sweden last Saturday in a first-ever meeting in the gold medal matchup between the two countries at the tournament. Canada did not lose a single game, a 7-0 record, 4 wins in the round robin, 3 more in the playoffs. For 5 WHLers on the team, including Jackson Smith, Braden Coutts, Cole Reshny, Ben Kindle, and Cameron Schmidt, the win marks the second gold of the NHL draft season after winning the Hlinka Gretzky Cup back in August. Seattle Thunderbirds captain and captain of the gold medal winning team, Braden Coutts.
Feels awesome. I think that's everyone's goal here, was to win gold, and feels really good. We started in Oakville like 3 weeks ago. We had a long time to get together. It felt like we played it with each other all season long. And the new guys like Rash, Keeney coming in, fit like a glove, obviously. We played with them before, Hlinka and U-17s, and it was great.
Coutts and Victoria Royals forward Cole Reshny were both recognized among Canada's 3 stars at the tournament.
No, it's the World Championship. Everyone's here, so we knew what we had in mind coming here, and, you know, to come here and do it, it's pretty special, and it's pretty unbelievable. So I'm pretty happy.
Reshny on a plane the day after Victoria lost out in the second round of the WHL playoffs.
It was pretty special to get that call. And like you said, it was a no-brainer to come here. And I thought we had a pretty good group. And obviously we did. And we made our goal and hit it. And we got a gold medal around our necks.
Tri-City Americans defenseman Jackson Smith.
I think we were just so close. Like, coming into this, we had 3 weeks to get together and to get to know each other, and I think we did that great, and I think it shows out there how good we played and how we dominated this tournament, so it was awesome.
The team featured four underage players from the WHL, including 16-year-olds Carson Carls of the Prince George Cougars, Ryan Lynn of the Vancouver Giants, Daxon Rudolph of the Prince Albert Raiders, and Victoria Royals D-man Keaton Verhoff, who had an excellent tournament, along with his Royals teammate in Reshny.
Yeah, it's obviously sad when a season ends like that. Ends in a tough way, but it was exciting to get the call, and I was excited to come here and get the opportunity to come out. But I think to be able to come to this tournament and come to this event and try to perform at my best, and Cole for him too to come here, it was exciting for us to come together, kind of have a familiar face right as I got into the room to get to know some of the guys. Yeah, it's always huge whenever you get an opportunity to play for gold, whenever you get an opportunity to play for your country especially.
The roster also included Ben Kindle of the Calgary Hitmen, Cameron Schmidt and Burke Hood of the Vancouver Giants, Matthew Gard of the Red Deer Rebels, and Lucas Souchin of the Edmonton Oil Kings. The Team Canada staff included Kamloops Blazers goaltending coach Dan DePalma and Red Deer Rebels athletic therapist Terrence Robertson. Congratulations. It was the biggest goal of Adam Lowry's hockey career.
He shoots, tip, they score!
Lowry, a graduate of the WHL after playing four seasons in Swift Current with the Broncos from 2009 to 2013, the former winner of the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for the WHL Player of the Year in his final season. Now the captain of the Winnipeg Jets, Lowry delivered the double overtime Game 7 series-winning goal against St. Louis to cap an epic comeback.
You know, it was 3.5 minutes left. We were dead in the water, and our crowd comes to life, and to score with, I think, was 1.8 seconds left. It's incredible, but they were standing on their feet the entire overtime, and we just tried to ride that wave.
Lowry says it was another WHL alum who was leading the charge on the Blues side.
I want to be an impact player. I felt like Braden Schenn was running around. He was getting the best of our guys, and I want to be doing the same thing. But It's a fine line, and he just said, keep sticking with it. Keep, trusting your game. There's a reason why you play in the hole. You match up against the guys you do, and, I wasn't loving my game early, but, thankfully, Fetz allowed me to redeem myself.
Lowry and the Jets now battling the Dallas Stars in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. After playing in 235 WHL games from 2009 to 2013, he's now in his 11th season, amassing nearly 800 games. Hey, that's the show. Congratulations to all our WHL draftees and to the award winners. And a big thanks to Will Bryant in Medicine Hat for his help. I'm John Keane. Hey, let's drop the puck for the Edmonton Elk Cup.